A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When Pentecost Day came round, the apostles had all met in one room. When suddenly, they heard what sounded like a powerful wind from heaven, the noise of which filled the entire house in which they were sitting, and something appeared to them that seemed like tongues of fire. This separated and came to rest on the head of each of them. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak foreign languages as the Spirit gave them the gift of speech. Now there were devout men living in Jerusalem from every nation under heaven, and at this sound they all assembled, each one bewildered to hear this man speaking his own language. They were amazed and astonished. "Surely," they said, "all these men speaking are Galileans. How does it happen that each of us hears them in his own native language? Parthians, Medes, and Elamites, people from Mesopotamia, Judea, and Cappadocia, Pontus, and Asia, Phrygia, and Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya round Cyrene, as well as visitors from Rome, Jews and proselytes alike, Cretans and Arabs. We hear them preaching in our own language about the marvels of God." The word of the Lord.
Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and light up in them the fire of your love. Send out your Spirit and they shall be created, and you will renew the face of the earth. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and light up in them the fire of your love. Send out your Spirit and they shall be. Of the earth. Come, Holy joy in the Lord. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and light up in them the fire of your love. Send out your Spirit and they shall be created, and you will renew the face of the earth.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. No one can say, Jesus is Lord, unless he is under the influence of the Holy Spirit. There is a variety of gifts, but always the same Spirit. There are all sorts of service to be done, but always to the same Lord. Working in all sorts of different ways, in different people, it is the same God who is working in all of them. The particular way in which the Spirit is given to each person is for a good purpose. Just as a human body, though it is made up of many parts, is a single unit, because all these parts, though many, make one body. So it is with Christ. In the one Spirit we were all baptized, Jews as well as Greeks, slaves as well as citizens, and one Spirit was given to us all to drink. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. In the evening of the first day of the week, the doors were closed in the room where the disciples were for fear of the Jews. Jesus came and stood amongst them, and he said to them, "Peace be with you." And he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples were filled with joy when they saw the Lord. And he said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father sent me, so I am sending you." After saying this, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. For those whose sins you have forgiven, they are forgiven. For those whose sins you retain, they are retained." The Gospel of the Lord. I started to do this sort of sermon homily, just putting an odd note down. And the very thing that I did first was think what it would be like if you were in the room with Jesus when he suddenly appeared, and what the apostles might be thinking. I'm sure they were being angry with themselves for hiding away. And then there were shock and awe struck them that Jesus was suddenly there with them. I wonder what they thought. Is it a mirage? It's not really happening. I think that's what I would have been thinking. Is it a ghost? But no, he wasn't angry. He wasn't upset. He just said, "Peace be with you." They certainly wouldn't have accepted that reaction. Strange things, a wind and fire. But I think the words were taken specifically because we associate a gust of wind as something that blows away things in our life. Unhappiness, worry, sadness. And fire, fire. Fire is about cleansing. It's about rebirth. We've all seen the devastation of forest fires when there is nothing left. And then all of a sudden, the first shoots of new growth start to reveal themselves. And I know in many countries they believe fire has to happen. The wildfires have to happen so that things can be reborn. So what is Jesus doing at that point? I believe he's restarting his mission with them. Up to that point, they hadn't really understood about the mission that he'd been asking them to undertake. And they're even more in doubt about what they might have believed after the crucifixion. And then he says, "For those whose sins you shall forgive, they are forgiven. And for the sins you have retained, they are retained." As Father Joseph said, it's the birth of the church, the new church that Jesus came to bring. But that authority he gives them was described by Bishop Draney in one of his comments at the Confirmation Mass. It's a privilege for priests and ourselves to forgive sin. Because sin gets in the way. It gets in the way of all of us and all of our relationships. But it's so wonderful when you've had a falling out with someone. You might feel that they are the lowest of the low and you can't communicate with them. You don't want to talk to them because of how it makes you feel. And Jesus is saying, the forgiveness of sin in ourselves is huge. If we can forgive ourselves. But we can only forgive ourselves if we make things right amongst us. It's an old saying is, you never go to bed angry. But we do, sometimes. Sometimes we wake up angry. But the biggest gift of the Holy Spirit is about forgiveness. Opening up one's heart and mind to make our relationships better, stronger, and more in hope of a better life for all of us, even those who we might not like. But we have to forgive in our own hearts first before we can move on. And again, just like the body is made up of many different parts, the gifts of the Holy Spirit are different elements that can help us forgive. It's no good only having one part of a body, or maybe three or four parts. You need the whole body, and you need the whole mind to be in unison with the rest of your body. I'm sure we've all had situations where you can't get something out of your mind. You can't get maybe anger or frustration out of your mind. And it affects everything else you do because it's there. So in order to get rid of that, to remove it, to help us relax, one has to tackle what is making us feel like that. And we do. We do that in forgiveness. confession. Certainly I do. If you go to confession, when you come out, you feel as if there's a big load being lifted off your shoulders. And quite often, and I know I'm the same, we don't go to confession enough. And yet our priests are always there to help us. Whenever we want, we can go up to a priest and say, "Will you hear my confession?" So all these little things that we have in our lives can be swept away by the Holy Spirit. If we but let him in. And it's very hard to let him in, because it's not like Jesus or God. The perception of him is fire, tongues of fire, or a sweet little dove. Jesus is called Jesus. Maybe if the Holy Spirit was called Francis, it might make it easier for us to give him a name. I don't know how I would feel about that, but I think I would certainly recognize it more if it had a name, which is quite interesting. He gives the biggest gift of all in our lives. Jesus gives us eternal life, but the Spirit gives us life and recognition of what we have and what we have to do as part of the whole church. So to take away from today's Mass, let's take away this belief and hope and ask for help from the Holy Spirit to share with our community as we share each Sunday in the Eucharist, to share our hope and our beliefs and our prayers within the community here. Because that way we will be using the Holy Spirit for the purpose he was given. So maybe the prayer to look forward to after this Mass will be, "May God the Holy Spirit inspire us all to lead others through our lives to God our Father in heaven."